SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran has fired on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz, damaging the vessel and complicating efforts to get the U.S. and Iran together in Pakistan for talks on ending the war. The attack came after President Trump indefinitely extended the Iran ceasefire to give Tehran time to draft a unified proposal ahead of possible negotiations.
Now that so many of Iran's top leaders are dead, the question of who's in charge there is a real one, making the job of diplomacy that much more difficult. It's probably a little early to gauge the impact of the president's latest move, but the immediate signs from Tehran are not positive. An advisor to the Speaker of Parliament and lead negotiator, Mohammed Bakr Ghalibaf, said Mr. Trump was buying time for another surprise attack. A military spokesman repeated a warning that Iran was willing to strike back if that happened.
The BBC's Paul Adams. By a slim margin, Virginia voters have approved a congressional redistricting map could help the Democrats win control of the U.S. House in November. The redrawn map boosts the Democrats' chances of capturing four additional congressional seats in the midterm elections. State Republican leaders are hoping the Virginia Supreme Court will intervene, undoing what they argue is an unconstitutional process that will disenfranchise millions of Virginians. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the SPLC improperly paid informants to infiltrate what it has labeled extremist groups without disclosing the payments to donors. Quoting the center CEO Brian Fair, "We are outraged by the false allegations levied against SPLC. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures up 253 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 221. This is SRN News. Texas Baptist might give up on Baylor.
The university has approved an event featuring several homosexual speakers as a counterpart to a conservative gathering on campus, and the Baptist General Conference of Texas is not happy. BGC leaders are launching a formal review of their 140-year-old relationship with the school and might decide to end it. Baylor was founded in 1845 through the efforts of Baptist leaders, including the man who gave the institution his name, Judge R.E.B. Baylor. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Court of Justice has ruled that a Hungarian law banning the promotion of homosexuality to children violates the European Union's treaty guaranteeing human rights and equality. Hungary's law prohibits the display of content to kids that depicts homosexuality or transgenderism, while also providing harsher penalties for crimes of pedophilia. This is SRN News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calls a court ruling on the Ten Commandments a major victory for Texas and for our moral values. The ACLU, though, suggests there will be an appeal.
A federal appeals court ruling Texas can require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals says the law does not violate either the Establishment Clause or the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. Now, this ruling sets up a possible battle over religion in schools within the United States Supreme Court. Critics claim that it violates the separation of church and state. Jason Walker reporting.
Michael and Susan Dell donating $750 million to the University of Texas at Austin. The aim is to improve patient care through AI and increase healthcare options for the Austin region. More details at srnnews.com.